This is the Straight Talk on how business architecture can help organizations to become a cognitive enterprise. I'm Wendy Keene, host of Straight Talk, and I am joined today by our guest star, William Ulrich. Hi, Bill.
Hello.
Bill has engaged in large-scale business transformations for decades now, helping corporations and government agencies around the globe to maximize their business-driven IT investments and setting the agenda for the next stage of evolution along the way. So today, we are going to explore the vision for a cognitive enterprise enabled by business architecture and how an organization can begin this journey. So Bill, what is a cognitive enterprise, and why is this concept important?
The cognitive enterprise describes a business that learns, adapts, and scales on an evolutionary basis. It's based on a deep and expansive understanding of the business ecosystem in which that enterprise operates. What that means is it has a good understanding of what the business does, how it delivers value to customers and stakeholders, the information it uses, the products it uses, the policies it has, and so forth. The cognitive enterprise is built on a dual foundation of a business knowledge base, which is largely summarized in those different perspectives I described, and cognitive computing technology. Cognitive computing technology incorporates a cross-section of AI and related technologies. It's not one thing, it's a number of things. But it allows the organization to work in much more of an adaptive learning mode, which includes machine learning and deep learning and machine-based rules and so forth. Cognitive enterprise is highly efficient, highly effective, and increases over time based on its experiences. It also maintains an excellent level of customer satisfaction for its customers across the board. Efficiencies are gained through dramatically increased levels of stakeholder and capability automation. So over time, you'll see stakeholders moving from people-led more so to machine-led, but there's a whole spectrum where it moves through machine-assisted to machine-led to machine-controlled. So there's a spectrum that stakeholders move through. And correspondingly, the capabilities they engage in become more and more automated. Effectiveness is delivered through a dramatically improved strategy execution and enhanced learning and adaptability. So when I say I'm setting this objective, there's a rapid assessment across the organization that's supported by these types of technologies and the knowledge base. It tells you what the impacts are of that objective and some of the pathways to delivering it, including the framing of programs and projects. And then collectively, as we improve efficiency and effectiveness, those will lead to increased customer satisfaction. There's a number of scenarios we can go down, but just to list a couple of concepts there. If you're rolling out a new product to market in a large enterprise across multiple divisions, a virtual product manager, in other words, a highly smart and intelligent one with broad understanding of your ecosystem, could help you design and construct a good product more quickly and eliminate bad ideas more quickly. Similarly, a virtual program manager could either assist or take over much of the role of framing projects, aligning them, reducing redundancy, reducing conflict, and so forth. So those things are all examples of what's happening inside a cognitive enterprise, but just a very short list, of course.
So what are some of the challenges you've seen organizations having as they transform to become a cognitive enterprise, or what sort of challenges do you anticipate they'll have?
Well, one we can pretty much anticipate, and that has to do with being able to put together a cohesive long-term vision that can stand up to shifting political winds. And one of the challenges in many organizations today, and this partly depends on the economic climate you're working in and partly on the geographic climate, is the inability to manage a long-term vision past quarterly or annual returns. So the vision has to be sustained because becoming a cognitive enterprise doesn't happen overnight. It evolves gradually and over time. The second big obstacle is a lack of buy-in to the business knowledge base concept. We can imagine that a lot of organizations are probably going to start trying to jump to the cognitive computing technologies and plugging them in piecemeal, sort of scattergun, without any sort of coordinated or cohesive understanding of the business. So the pushback on the knowledge base itself is probably also going to be a second obstacle.
How can we address these challenges? And can you share a bit more detail on the role of business architecture?
The cognitive enterprise, as said earlier, is built on a dual foundation of the knowledge base, the business knowledge base, and cognitive computing. So we talked a little bit more about the cognitive computing technology, but the knowledge base itself is framed on a business architecture framework, a very formal perspective as defined by the Business Architecture Guild. The knowledge base needs to have a very defined understanding of your business. And in order to do that, you have to have a very principled set, very rigorously enforced principles to define things like capabilities, like value streams, like stakeholders, like information, like organizational structure, and so forth. If you veer widely from those principles and you create something that is a haphazard, highly redundant, inconsistent, poorly aligned from a vocabulary standpoint perspective, you will end up with something that doesn't become a baseline but becomes a hindrance. So business architecture plays the role of allowing you to establish the representation of your business ecosystem in a very formal way and rigorous way, highly non-redundant, highly rationalized, that you can then connect your cognitive computing technologies to, so that you're leveraging the technology based on a connection with the knowledge base. So business architecture is critical in that it performs the role of providing that structure to the knowledge base.
Makes perfect sense. So how does an organization get started?
Well, first you have to have a vision. Everybody needs to be working towards some sort of end state understanding. But remember here that we accrue over time the benefits. So the idea is sell the value proposition, but also sell the fact that value accrues early and over time. A second step is beginning to evolve the knowledge base. That'll take some time to create a rationalized perspective of what you do and how you deliver stakeholder value and how you engage with stakeholders across business units and so on. So you'll need some sort of commitment to formal business architecture framework. Then you need to also, in parallel, research and begin to experiment with cognitive computing technologies. Many of these technologies are evolving as they go, but there's some very good technology out there today you can start to leverage. Of course, you'd want to have a benefits-based, milestone-oriented roadmap with clear KPIs. In other words, if I'm going to put a knowledge base in place as a phase one, what are some of the benefits that that will bring me, even though I haven't connected all the cognitive computing technologies to it? So I want to see that I'm going to evolve on a year-to-year-to-year basis, and each year I'll become more and more cognitive as an organization. Of course, continue to check progress, document the values gained. But again, this vision and this roadmap and this effort needs to have some staying power and sustainability. So you'll need to be able to move across probably multiple changes in the political structure and the management structure of the organization. So be prepared to have something that's very formal and very structured that you can move across.
Perfect. Would you like to share any closing comments with us?
Sure. The big idea here is that cognitive enterprise benefits accrue early and scale over time. So you'll want to establish portions of the knowledge base, which will allow planning execution teams to begin reaping benefits, at least manually, although you'll use some tooling, as you go through the automation of those same benefits. What you're doing there is you're building expertise, and then you'll apply scenarios manually, and then you can teach the cognitive tools and technologies those same methods. While the roadmap to full maturity for the cognitive enterprise is a longer term proposition, the journey delivers increasing value along the way. So this is not one of those where you're waiting for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, but as you evolve, you will begin to start getting benefits. And as you build on that, you'll get more and more benefits. And one thing to keep in mind is if your competitors are doing this and you start 2 years from now, you will be 2 years behind. There's no magic catch-up points.
Thank you so much for sharing this vision with us today, Bill, and articulating the important role of business architecture as an enabler. It is a true pleasure to learn from an industry guru like yourself. And thank you all for joining us today, and talk to you next time on Straight Talk.